Aramco needs a lesson in managing expectations. In an updated prospectus yesterday released by Saudi Arabia's state-owned oil company Aramco, said it expects to list shares at a valuation of $1.6 trillion to $1.7 trillion, short of the $2 trillion it had originally targeted. Now, the rest of the details are also very underwhelming. Aramco hopes to sell 1.5% of the shares on Saudi Arabia's stock exchange, the Tadawul. If the listing occurs at the lower end of the price range, the IPO would not top Alibaba's when raised in $25 billion in 2014. To advertise the IPO, the company is adopting a very different attitude, a farmer's market attitude at that. It's focusing on local wealthy families and the country's middle class, not international money managers. Now, the concern of the investors is really the question of demand for oil and the geopolitical risk that comes with it. But there's also the exciting fact for the investors, right? Strong cash flow and profits that really would make you drool. Aramco's $68 billion profit in the first 9 months of 2019 exceeded all of total of 2018 profits for Apple, the most profitably publicly traded company on the market. Now, let's zoom out here a little bit. This is really a big picture, right? Aramco's IPO is essentially a piece of Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman's plan to shift the country's economic away from purely energy and just really putting in money into other things like tourism. And obviously here we have him going to take this going further. Now, we do have a question, right? That brings up a very strong point. What do you think about the IPO? Would you invest? Is this something that you may be interested in, right? It's after years of delay, you know, Saudi Arabia's enormous, you know, Aramco's enormous IPO is finally getting the green light. They're doing it. Now, given that opportunity, would you invest, right? That's the question that I have for you, all my listeners today. And I want you guys to tell me, would you invest in Saudi Arabia's Aramco? Let me know. Peace.